Glory to God. Wednesday night prayer. Does good stuff, amen? God's been helping us, helping all the areas we've been praying towards. We're expecting Him to keep doing that, right? We got Florida with us tonight. I can't see them. Come on, Florida. Well, let's just start by praising Him. Hi, Florida. We can leave Florida up while we're praying. We don't need to see me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just start by thanking Him. Thank you, Lord. We are so thankful, Lord. We are grateful for Your goodness. We're grateful for the opportunity to pray. Thankful for everything that You have been involved in and are continuing to work in, Lord, in our nation, in our churches, Lord, in our own selves, Lord. We are so thankful for every prayer that's being answered, been answered. Lord, You are so kind. You are wonderful, and we love You. And we thank You again for another opportunity to pray and to open the door for You to work in these areas. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can be seated for a minute or so. We're going to pray about a few things tonight. We want to be in faith when we pray, right? You know, it's one thing to say you prayed. It's another thing to see that you prayed. When you pray in faith, you'll see results that correspond to the faith that you prayed in. We're believing God for our nation every week. And, you know, a lot of people would look and they'd say, well, I don't think it's working. It's working. You know, can you imagine how big a mess they're going to have after the church isn't in the earth anymore? Right? And see, that's why everything's not falling apart right now. Because everything is upheld by the word of His power. And we are praying and we're believing God together for all the good things that are happening and all the things that we are not even seeing that He's taken care of. So, especially in the nation, there's things this side of heaven we won't know about. So, it's good to pray. And anytime you do something that the Lord tells you to do, you have an automatic scripture to stand on, which is where we start, 1 Timothy 2. He says, I exhort, therefore, exhort, encourage. It's even a stronger word than that. He's saying this is what you should do. Paul's saying this is what you should do. This is the way to do it. And he's saying, you know, a lot of people just look at that and they bypass some of those words. This is important, is what he's saying. And when we pray, we should treat it as important, not like serious important, like faith-filled important. Right? You know, you can get serious about, oh, really? That does look like a problem. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about treat it as faith-filled. You know, you begin to pray. You do it. First of all, you put your faith on supplications, on prayers, on intercessions, and on giving of thanks, and that it be made for all men, that we put our faith in those prayers and that we don't back off one moment from them. You know, if we see something we don't like or doesn't line up with what we prayed, we don't say, oh, I guess that didn't work. We stay on it. We stay on it. The next verse says, pray for kings and for all those in authority. So every Wednesday night, we corporately have been praying for the people that are in leadership. And specifically, a lot of times, our president, because that is the leader of this nation. And you know, right now, there's been a lot of division. But we're not going to be part of that. You know, a division always takes two people, or else it can't be division. Right? You can't be divided against yourself very often, or you're going to become two people. Right? Because you're going to have two visions, and you're going to try and go two different ways. That's why God says a house divided against itself can't stand. But in this nation right now, there's people doing things that don't benefit the nation, and there's people trying to do things that do benefit the nation. And so we want to pray for our president that he leads in such a way that it benefits the nation. But also that he's protected, that he's kept, and all these leaders, that they're protected and kept, and that they use wisdom. But these are things that, you know, people say, well, we prayed for that. It's going to be an ongoing prayer. How many know to lead? I was thinking about the other day, they were talking about just some of the things that the president had to do, and he doesn't get a day off. He doesn't really get an hour off. There's always something going on, plus whoever's attacking him this week, right? And, you know, I'm not going to get into the right or wrongs of all that because it's not necessary. We're praying for our president. It wouldn't matter who's president. We don't need them to be attacked all the time. We need them to have time to do their job, right? It's not just about which president. It's about any president. For this nation to operate the way God wants it to operate, we need peace. We need some stability, and we need for our number one leader to have a lot of help. Amen? So tonight, I had one more verse. One more verse, because where you see division, you'll see rebellion. In Proverbs 24, verse 21, it says, look at it in the NIV just because it reads better. It says, fear the Lord and the king. And it's not saying be afraid of them. It's saying respect them, honor them. And do not join with the rebellious. And that's the key to this whole thing. You know, a lot of people say, well, no, I'm on this side. And the other people say, I'm on this side. Well, it's not a side thing, right? It's a nation thing. We don't have to choose a side. We stay on God's side, right? And then that way you don't join with the rebellious, because guess what? There's rebellion on both sides, right? Anybody that has their own idea and is pushing for it at all times, that's not necessarily the right idea, right? There needs to be God's idea, and we want to stay with that. And so we're not going to join with the rebellious. And verse 22 says, for those two, will send sudden destruction upon them, and who knows what calamities they can bring. In other words, people that are in rebellion or not honoring the leader bring calamity. And we're not looking for that. We want not destruction. We want peace, prosperity. We want an atmosphere where the gospel can go out, because the most important thing that's happening in and through America today, and always has been, is people being saved. Will always be the most important thing. There will never be anything more important. That is the number one thing when we vote we should think about. Which candidate is going to promote the outflow of the gospel the best? That's the only, any other thought? It's secondary and low level. Everything we think about is people. Amen? So let's stand up and pray for our nation. Pray for our president. We're going to spend time just praying for our president tonight as the leader of this nation, the top leader. I'm realizing we're a democracy, but we do have a head and it goes on down. And guess where the anointing in the United States of America starts? The same place it started, right, on Aaron, right, on his head, and then it ran down and covered the whole body. So we're going to pray for where the anointing starts. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just pray this after me. Father God, we are so grateful to be a part of the work that you're doing through the United States. We know that this nation was built on your foundation, on a foundation of your word, of your truth, and of your love. And Lord, we ask that you help us as your body in this nation to help fulfill the vision that you first put in our forefathers, that everything that you desired to happen in and through this nation would continue to come to pass. That we would follow your plan to the letter so that everything and every person that would ever hear could hear and know the truth. And Lord, that this nation would continue to be the number one contributor to the gospel going into the world. And Lord, we pray tonight for our president. So many things that he has to accomplish in this nation. He's very busy. And so we ask for you to help him focus on the number one things that promote your goodness, your gospel, that promote the things of God in this nation, that bring to pass peace and stability, strength, and that, Lord, this nation would continue to be a blessing to you. And Lord, we ask for your strength and wisdom for our president, that he would hear clearly the things that you desire, your vision. Lord, we pray for the counsel that you set around him, that he set up the Christian council, the ministers, that he would continually turn to them for answers and direction, and that these men of God would fully follow you and no other agenda, that they'd not be swayed by the fine-sounding arguments, but that they would hear from you and give wise counsel to our president. Lord, we pray protection, keeping over our president, physically and spiritually, that he would be covered and that he would be able to keep his focus through the attacks, through the other things going on in this nation, the distractions. And Lord, we ask that you would keep him in every way so that he would not be pushed or pulled or distracted in any direction, and that he would fully follow those things which you've ordained. Even the things that seem good but are not you, we pray they be shown for what they are, and that he see clearly and not go those directions, but go your directions. Lord, we pray for his family, for his wife. Lord, help them as they see all this unfold. Help them be encouragement. Help them to be the one that lifts him up, that keeps him going, a strength to him and not a drag. And Lord, for those that are surrounding him, his cabinet, help them to be a strength. And Lord, those that are there with wrong intentions, Lord, make them be shown. Get them out of the way. If they're going to cause problems, help him to see that someone else needs to be in that position. But help those that are there for him to bring wise counsel, right words, good direction, and to be a help to him, an encouragement to him every day. Lord, give us utterance in the Holy Spirit to pray for our president. You know exactly what's going on in every area of government. And we ask that you help us to pray in the Holy Spirit. Mysteries, things we don't know, but that you do. As one, help us to pray. Shondoro masite sikiango doro mashantre nesendriato shotonde keando nomaste shindras donramashne esikiato koyandre shite esikipere nendres tindrimosto nonde esikiato sontere nendres timbrasno ostoromraste eskia sondrosto prondresne neshne esikitele nondras taneandrosta Kondras nebresite ishikianto tondresne, sendres tiandrosto, sondras naste ete, kendres timbresondrosto, gongrasne, estele, noiante, simbresne, nondras tandiste, kiato ndroshonde, pondras nebresile, nondan dereasto, sondran dremiste, selendriastonte, kerembriste, Sendiato otreniste sereandrosto, condrandremisne, sendres timbrasole, nondras nandeaste, condras nambrasne, sendereandrosto, ostondramastele, nendres tindereato, coiangeste, moiasante, narandiasto, brostandrestinde, niatos na asote, coiandrastile, Morandrosote, delendroshondesne, sandras nebreshile, nerendroshonde terembise, siadonte, sondrasne brasite shiangoto, nondras nebreshile liananocote, brandishne, monandrosonte, corandrosondresne, nende shindresonde, keandroshna, Sandreate, masandroshonto, mantesi atonde, kerende siatole, morandroshondesne, condandremiste, ishindresne, esaconde, mandiasne, dondras nabraste. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. One other thing we'll pray while I'm standing here, because it actually falls in line with this. I don't know how many people have heard about what's going on in Samoa, but they've had measles outbreak pretty bad there. I think over 50 people and many of those children have died from it, but they had over 3,000 cases or something like that, and that's a really small area. And Ms. Patty from Rhema Samoa asked us if we'd pray and get them some help. Amen. That's what we do. We pray, and God helps. And so let's pray. Let's pray for that little country. They're actually, part of it's American, and part of it's something else. But we're going to pray for all of it, right? Because we can, actually. If you remember right, I believe that's where Brother Moore went, where the leader of that area actually invited him to come pray. So that's we've got quite a bit of pull there. So let's pray for them. So pray this after me, Father God. We lift up the islands of Samoa, all the people in there. Lord, we pray for your help in that area concerning this outbreak. Lord, we know that measles are a disease that is under the curse. And so we pray that knowledge go forth in force throughout that country, throughout those islands. Lord, that you would have mercy on those in every part of those islands, that this would not have no more access. We curse it in the name of Jesus, and we tell it to cease in its maneuvers. We ask for your help for Miss Patty in at Rhema Samoa, that you would give them voice and everything they would need, anything they would require to be the most help in this situation, that the leaders of those islands would have wisdom and make all the right moves. Nothing unnecessary, but everything necessary to wipe this out immediately, that it have no further access into the lives of the people and their children, and that it die right where it is. Lord, we join our faith with them for a full recovery, and that this disease would not arise again a second time. Lord, we know your will, and we ask for your best in Samoa, for your mercy and for your help. Give us utterance to pray out anything that we don't know. Shondoro mosite shikiango dono masale landan diashote segendeshne esendrosompe sakari andishne nente sindeshno songote moyante shilentre sandote nimbra snadishte tialonte geandoshno masangatile nendre sianto kongandrasnile shendre stembroshte nande siato pondan diaste, kerendrosonte, marandrosole, nandan dishonte, kongandreshele, no ondroshne brasile, kerando sontele, nante shembrasto neato, kondrase siatondre, mondeshne. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for help in that area, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated for just a minute. We get good exercise tonight, up and down. We're going to pray about a couple other things. One thing that Brother Moore had mentioned, I think it was Sunday or Friday night, is that he's looking at his international schedule and his domestic schedule for next year, and in the scheduling of those things, you need to hear clear, because you don't want to be at, you know, it's one thing for God to tell you to go, then you got to hear when, right? You know, I know for me, I've had God say go and forgot to ask when. And I showed up early to some places and late to others, right? But when you ask God when, you're at the exact right place at the exact right time. And you know, the Lord gave us a directive in Mark 16, to go into all the world. And, you know, one way to go into all the world is to send somebody who's going into all the world, and also to send them to a place where they're ministering to ministers that go all over the world, which has been the really, I think, most blessing thing to me, is that every time Brother Moore goes out, ministers come from all over the place. Even when he went to Samoa, there were people from other islands that got to Samoa to hear him speak. Ministers from other islands that went back to those islands. I know one came from Fiji exactly, which isn't that far away, but you still have to get over there somehow, right? But everywhere he goes, it's full of ministers. And so when you're ministering to a minister, you're not just ministering to the congregation in front of you. You're ministering to thousands of congregations, and whoever they minister to that ministers to somebody else. That's how you get the word out fast. Amen? And so going into all the world and letting people know that God so loved them that he sent his son for them, and letting them know that we have a good God. Did you know that people are hungry to hear about a good God? You know, they've heard a lot of other things. I know even in this nation, there's people hungry to hear about a good God. Not just to hear about God, to hear about a good God. Because they've heard about other things about God that aren't true, but they've not always heard about the good God. So we want this message to go out. You know, not only in Nigeria or wherever, I don't know wherever he mentioned the other night that he was looking at different places or has been. You know, I know he's been to Nigeria, he's been to Singapore, he's been to Australia. Not just to those, but to wherever else it can get to from there. And domestically. You know, one thing I found really quick when I was teaching Bible studies in the denominational, and even when I was teaching teenagers, they were so excited when they heard God was good. It drew them in so quickly. You know, my classes would go from 4 to 40 in just that quick. Why? Because all I was telling them was God was good, and it excited them. And that's, I mean, think about how exciting that's going to be to a nation that's never heard it. So we're going to pray for Brother Moore concerning his international and domestic travel for the year, but a lot for his international. Then pray a little more for FLI, since that is the arm that all this is working through. And we prayed last time I was here, we prayed about the next steps for that. So we want to continue to pray for more direction in that area, okay? It's a good thing. Let's stand up and pray that direction, then we'll pray about one more thing before we leave. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Pray this with me. Father God, we are thankful for your word going forth in the nations, in the world, in these states, everywhere that your goodness, your mercy, and your grace can be proclaimed. Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity to be a part of that through these churches, and through the ministry. We pray for Faith Life International that the vision keep coming clear to Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore, and that the direction and the paths that it needs to take to move it forward, and the people and the wisdoms that it needs to continue forth in its next moves, next phase. Lord, we pray that those come clear, that the Moors have quiet time to hear from you, to get that direction, and to know what to do, and to have the required people, materials, whatever's necessary to do those things, we pray they'll be in place at just the right time. And we pray for Brother Moore as he works and listens for next year's schedule, internationally and domestically, that he'll know clearly every place he's to go, and the exact timing of which meetings to have when and where, and that he'll have more than enough to get to every one of these places at just the right time to make the most effect in those nations, that the most people could come at the exact times that you show him to go. That it would be a clear path. It'd be a peaceful and easy way. He would be fully protected. Him and Mike, or whoever travels, that everyone would be fully protected wherever they go. That they'd go and come back in peace, that everything that you have for them to do, that every word that you have to go forth in the conferences, in the meetings, to the pastors and the ministers, that they would get everything out in every place that you would have them to go. And that there would be nothing in the way of them getting to every place that you're sending them. And that as you send them, they would have your goodness, your mercy, your grace, how faith in God will change your life, to tell every person that will listen and that has ears to hear, and that hearts and lives would be changed forever in these people and through these people to the world. Lord, we're so thankful for our pastor, that you've sent him into the world. And as you send him, we're in agreement and we're in faith with everything that you've called him to do. And we join our faith with him now as he schedules each and everything that you would have him to do. And Lord, we ask now that you help us to pray further for Brother Moore and for Faith Life International. Every part, everything that needs to happen, help us to pray further in the Holy Spirit. Shondoro masite esikiango donomrasne, shondara masotele liananokote prasile, nindan de atoste braninando socotele, nande de androsco, sondra namasite, nendres niastote, noiante, kiaton deshne, sondoromante, landros tendiste, giatondrante, mandros sopapeste, andriste, mende diasote, condran dare mistende, tiandroso toromrasote, Kerendrisne shire andosto, mondan direkete shekeanto, koingele, nandrosto, pondeshne, nonda seato, kondras tenementeste, nonda stendrimanto, konges tenendoste. Pray this with me. Father God, every person that is helping already in Faith Life International, Lord, we pray for perfect communication between all, that there is an understanding and that everything be done according to your blueprint, that there would be perfect communication, that they would hear as one, that we would all hear as one in the doing of this, and that there would be no confusion. We bind up any confusion in the name of Jesus, and we say we'll have one mind and one way, and we'll hear the vision through whom you give it, Brother Moore, and follow it and understand what you're showing him and how to do it to the letter. Shondoro masite sikiango gugondere mese, lananandokoshne mrasne, shiatondoro matistike, sendre diadoshne, norandro sontele, kongandre mashile, sila nonokote, mandro sombrasne esnete seconte nearo toshonde, monda nianoste, con androsandishne, narandrosondoshne, comrandras niaste, Ser androsonte, con andre andoshne, moi androsondroske, selenite, jandanomoto, con androsote, pronandistele, non danamasite, shondonomosote, cogele, neano, toneste, mrasite, tiato, cotembre, nembreste, niasno, songoke, deato, niascete, tendre, masore, giatole, nandres, nitasto, congandrasonte, mandre, siaro, tondras, nebresne, neato, cipreste, tetonde, mondoste, diato, sontele, motandisne, sondrandisco, soke brasile, nesnendrosonte, mate asite, ge etenemende, mondote, taramaste, teleanto, costele, manchne, nesne, ore doyante, con androsote, mondan dereminde, reniato, tocore, nanamoste, shanandisne, sikiato, nosnas terendasto, mondas nariaste. Pray this with me, Father God. If there is some place that has been missed, hasn't sent an invitation, or we just didn't hear, help this to come out. That not one place that Brother Moore's supposed to be, that he would miss, that he would get to. Every place with the word of your goodness, with the word of faith in our good God. Every place that you desire with your word. Shondoro masite sikiango gogore mrasale landasne tiato non gandibasno pondas niasto sondan di brasnile selandrosote condan de meshete nosondroshonte congeri androsno mondas teatole candra nendre selen nondras pondas dila mondran di bashne nondan daraniste shondran di remiso co songore mrasitereante lete shononte maiato socondresne mendre sitondosne iatole condran di mashne sende itele congas nebresne no enderemise sondran deremistoste. Pray this with me, Father God. If there are people from other nations that need to get to the meetings here that you schedule for Brother Moore, wherever it might be, in whatever conference it might be, help them to get here to hear your word. Whatever needs to happen to get people in the right places to organize your will and your plan perfectly, we ask for your help. Shondoro masite sikiango nomrandere nineste esote condras nebreste siatonde nalandrosole mearo toshende condran dimaste sondan diato sondras nobreste carandrosonde mo mandiasne sandrasiato congandremisne selendrosote tarandrosante mashne esikele no andrama mandarenisha songe ekele con androsobe shebresne teato nyoyante mondras miste senge eteshno oso conan deremasi ne shonanandisne koyashne sendres nondrosto sondran deremasite sondran deremisato. Pray this with me, Father God. We know there are people that would like to go to the Greater Faith Conference in February from overseas. in several different areas. Give them ability, resources, whatever they need to make it to that meeting, to start their year hearing from you. Shondoro masite, sike ando noyante, shondosne brasite, kolandros nambraste, siando nokste. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the ears that will hear and take this word, take this message of the goodness of God to the uttermost parts of the earth. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, you can be seated. We're going to pray about one more thing close to home here. It's a nice thing to be praying internationally close to home, isn't it? That's a good thing. But, it's in churches, Brother Moore talked about it, that we're a family. And family, not all families are close, but some are. And if you've ever had any close family, they were pretty easy to talk to. I don't have any problem talking to my brothers or my sister. Of course, never had trouble talking to Mom. She would talk to you when you didn't want to be talked to. Or my dad, we could always talk to him. But, sometimes in church we let things go. We don't allow ourselves to get as close to one another as we should. There's a lot of people, to give you an example, we got Faith for Life classes that a lot of people don't get to go to or choose not to go to, one or the other thing, and they would find themselves in a better spot if they would. Those are a good thing. God doesn't tell Brother Moore to do something by accident. And I'm not saying everybody can't go, and I understand that, and maybe God didn't call you to go. I don't know that. But even things like that, and the teams are a great thing too, but just when we're here together, even on a Wednesday night prayer, God wants us to show our love towards one another, not just so the world can see it, but because we need to love one another. It's a good thing to love one another. There are things going on in people's lives every week that they could talk to somebody about, and we've got enough word in us, we could always be an encouragement. It says, and it's in the marriage vows actually that we do here at the church, but it says two are better than one, and one reason they're better than one is if one falls down, the other will pick them up. That's the way it should be in church on a constant basis. We should always be lifting up the one that fell down, whether they're still going here, whether or not. And if you're, the verse I was looking at is James. We can look at that. James 5:16. It says, confess your faults to one another. And, a lot of times it's saying talk to one another, communicate with one another, tell people what's going on in your life sometimes. But better yet, if this is going to happen, there's going to have to be somebody to listen to what the person says. Right? I could confess all day, but if nobody listens, then it didn't do any good. So he's talking to two people there. He's talking to the one that would confess and the person that would listen. Right? Because somebody's got to listen, because he's saying one to another. So there's one and then there's another. In the body of Christ, we're designed to love each other. And it's not just to say, man, David and Lisa, I sure love you guys. That's awesome. And you know what? If I say it with the right heart, they'll say, yeah, he does love me. But that's not what it's all about. Sometimes God wants us to show that love. He wants us to be there for one another. There's a lot of people that are hurting tonight in this church, right? Maybe not in this church tonight, but I'm just saying that are members of this church, that if we just look a little deeper, and sometimes it's just a phone call. Now, sometimes somebody comes up on your heart, all you do is call them and say, hey, had you on my heart today? Just wanted you to know I'm praying for you. Believe in God, everything's going to go well. And you know what? I can't call every person in church. Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore can't call each other. When somebody in the church comes up on your heart, if you got their number, call them. Right? Love on these people. It's important. And what I want to pray about tonight, and I may not be making myself clear, I want us to have that atmosphere through this holidays especially, but always, that we have that camaraderie, if you will, that when we come in here, we're one. We love each other. And if you got something going on in your life, I care. Right? And I'm not saying, you know, if you're just going to have drama all the time, you know, people are going to pray for you and you're going to hope that you get rid of all your drama, because you don't have to have drama all the time. But if you do have drama and it's real and somebody can help you, it's not about, well, you call the pastor tomorrow morning. No, what can I do right now? Can I pray for you? Can I help you? And this time of year especially, there's a lot of things going on. People don't always tell you. God will show you. God will say, hey, give them an extra couple hundred dollars today. And you won't even know why. And a year later, they'll say, you don't know anything about this, but you gave me a check one time just when I needed it. Anybody ever had that happen? Isn't that cool? Because you didn't know how much you were being used by God. But He used you that day to help your brother or sister. And that's how this thing starts. When people see us love one another, it's not, look here, I gave them $100. Look, world, I'm giving them $100. I want you to see my love for my brother. That's not how it's going to happen. They'll see our heart, and they'll see something different. And when they do, the people that aren't going to church now, they'll be drawn to that. That draws people in. The heart is what draws them in, not the action. The action is a product of the heart. The heart is what will draw them in. You guys know as well as I do, when somebody tells you something and they don't mean it from their heart, you know it. Right? They say, man, I think you are great. And they're just trying to get something. Right? But when somebody literally comes up to you and says, hey, what's going on in your life today? Anybody had somebody when you really weren't doing well that day and somebody just came down and said, hey, what's happening with you today? And you knew they cared. That made a difference, didn't it? Well, I think we can pray one for another tonight that we have that in us. We all have it through the love of God. Let's use it. Let's use it. Let's pray that we all use it in Sarasota, in Branson, right? That we use it on one another. And as we do, it'll give us opportunities outside the church. Amen? It says, confess your faults to one another, pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If God wakes you up in the morning and all of a sudden you see somebody that goes to church and you don't even know their name, say, Lord, you put them on my heart. I'm praying for them right now. Don't stop and wonder what's going on with them. Pray for them. Right? He's given us the word to pray for them. So we don't have to wonder if we can pray in faith. We have the word. You know, everybody uses effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man to pray for everything in the world. Why don't we use it for our brother, for our sister? Amen? Because there's things going on that as a pastor, I'll get to see some more things than other people do. But that doesn't matter. We want everyone to be involved in loving one another, because it's as good for the person loving as it is for the person being loved. Amen? So let's stand up and pray, especially this time of the year. Kindness makes a difference. Kindness makes a huge difference in people's lives. When you're kind to somebody for no reason at all, they see it. And what they see is they see a quality of love being advanced towards them. And it's an unfailing force. And it gives them hope. Kindness gives people hope. Amen? Glory to God. Let's pray for that. I don't know exactly how to pray for it, so we'll probably pray in the Spirit a lot, because we want our brothers and sisters to go well with them. Amen? I want things to go well with y'all. I mean, I want this season to be a season where you go to your families and your families come to you, and things that haven't been right for months or years all of a sudden get fixed. Right? Why? Because love was there. It's all you needed. People say, no, they need to do this, they need to do that. No, they don't need to do anything where love's involved. Love will take care of all the rest. If we'll let love guide us, we'll say the right things, we'll do the right things, we'll be in the right place at the right time, hearing and doing the right things to help people. Amen? We can be that. I want to be that person all year round, not just this time of year, but especially this time of year. You know why this time of year? people are watching the church this time of year. There's a few times a year that people really will put their eye on the church, and people that haven't been here for a long time will come. It's this time of year, Easter, other, you know, just a few times a year where you can get, but if we're kind all the time, we'd never miss anybody, right? Glory to God. Let's pray. Pray this with me. Father God, we know that in all of us, through the Holy Spirit, you've shed abroad your love. You've put it in our hearts. You've put it in our ability. Everything that you are can be produced and put out through us. And Lord, we ask as the body of Faith Life Church for your help in this season and beyond, that we walk in love towards one another, that we pray for one another, that we listen to one another, that we listen for your voice towards one another, that we'd not miss an opportunity to lift someone up, to encourage someone, to bless someone, to be there in a hard time. Just be there for someone. Lord, help us to love one another the way the verse means it, from the heart, with kindness, without judgment, with mercy, and through your love, extending the ability to succeed and overcome in whatever area or circumstance that they're facing, that by this love for one another, they'll come through better than they've ever been. And they'll remember the love that was sent to them through you and that person that loved them. And Lord, help us to be those people in Sarasota, in Branson, that we would see through your eyes, through the eyes of the Spirit, and every opportunity that we have, we love people. We check on people. We pray for people. We at all times, in this season and beyond, are kind and patient, full of hope, at all times, believing with each other and in each other, and not giving up on any person. And Lord, we pray for those who maybe got offended and have left this church or left the church here or in Sarasota, that they would be drawn back. Show us how to go out and love on them. Give them a call. Let them know that we've never quit on them, and we're always here for them. In the churches, outside the churches, Lord, that you'd be the most seen through us, that we would represent your heart to one another, and in doing so, we would represent your heart to the world. Lord, give us utterance to pray further concerning these things for families, Lord, in the church that are struggling in any capacity. Lord, help us to pray for them. We love them. We want to see them healed. It says in your word, pray for one another that you may be healed. So we're praying tonight for that. We're praying tonight that we be more aware to be kind, to walk in love that on every occasion we see things differently the way you see them. And we hear answers. And we do things at your promptings. Give us utterance in Jesus' name. Shondoro masite shingeanto nonomasate landandriatoshno brosoteshne sanandishne kerendrosto nonemaste eshikele norendrisete diranto sontele makale chiato sondande marasite nosnandroshonde remasile nandash naramosote tondra staramishele conge atondeshne asandrosotele mandro eshikete sakote masote diano sondroste moke andreste non destiranto erendrosonde masandrenisne congandrosandresne pondra masitele nande endeeste goyangashne tasendele moondose masandri shinge singendri mosto sondana masite sengendre shore nandara masite shonte amasite nonomasa asakele kereanto noyapra dotele peato sherepe nitaro congate mo andrianto no andrasandese se nendrianto cobra santile nen descendosne congandrianto on andrisele non dan de beste songe istete pondras neasto congandrestile ondras nandiste condisne asete teanto sondroste beapo secete diato noinde basne esne sicere congandre masonte disna sonte manteste etinde morandrastete condrantandeste mondandirianiste condras nembeste corandrosote. Pray this with me. Father God, we pray for every member that you might, through this season especially, fully equip every one of us spiritually and physically and financially with everything that we would need to be a blessing to one another, that not one person would be left out, left behind. Lord, that you'd help us to see everything that we need to catch and encourage and exhort and do those things that build one another up as the body of Christ and shine our light so all the world sees your goodness and knows your love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to pray, helping us to pray for our nation, for people that are hurting and need healing and are having healing, Lord. Thank you for helping us to pray for the extension and the outreach of Faith Life International. And thank you for helping us to love one another. And we know that everything that you do is good. And so we thank you as you do it through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Good praying. Expecting a good season, aren't you guys? And then we're going to take it on outside of Christmas. You know, everybody's nice during Christmas. That's why it's easier, right? Because you got a lot of people being nice. Now, the devil doesn't like that. But you know what? This is a really good season because you do have people acting differently than they would normally act. So it's a good time to witness to others. Amen? Glory to God. Have a good week. We'll see you all Friday.